The Kolibu Teaching Hospital has denied that the methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA, which was detected in the children's emergency ward at the weekend, has reached alarming proportions. Interacting with journalists, the director of medical affairs at the hospital, Professor Ifuahese, explained that the bacteria is dangerous to persons with low immunity and that no new cases will be admitted into the children's ward. She noted that 5 children on admission at the ward were diagnosed with the MRSA, adding that out of the 64 deaths recorded at the children's ward last month, 3 of them had traces of the MRSA. Augustus Akwe was among the journalists and has found this report.
Methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA, is a bacteria infection that is responsible for many infections in humans and is difficult to treat. The type of bacteria infection develops a resistance to antibiotics like penicillin. MRSA, by their nature, cannot be treated by standard types of antibiotics, a fact that makes it very dangerous. It was discovered in 1961 in the UK. The Director of Medical Affairs at the Kolibu Teaching Hospital, Professor Ifuahese, said as a major referral facility for children needing specialist attention, halting admissions of new patients to the center is in the right direction.
If somebody who doesn't have a good immune system, such as the very young or the very old, or people who are HIV positive, or people who have chronic diseases, come into contact with this specific type of bacteria or germ, which has become resistant to every antibiotic, it will rapidly take over the body and will usually lead to death. So when you come across this antibiotic-resistant organism, you have to take all possible precautions to prevent the spread to people. It's usually not harmful to people who are well, but when you have very ill people, then it becomes a problem.
The board chairman of the hospital, the Reverend Professor Seth Aiti, said the situation has brought to the fore the streamlining of access and use of antibiotics. He said many people are fond of not taking the full course of or abusing antibiotics prescribed to them. Such practices, he said, contribute to conditions like the MRSA. He said bacteria constantly develop resistance to antibiotics, and so care must be taken in the use of medicines meant to fight bacteria infections. He asked the public to cultivate good hygienic practices, especially when coughing, sneezing, and disposing of waste. Precautionary measures taken by the hospital include testing both patients and staff of the ward and disinfecting the ward. Augustus Akwe for Radio Ghana News.